Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to a Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leah. Emily's here as well, but she's not feeling too well, so just me on this episode as we hear from Mickey ahead of that pre-season against Thunder tomorrow.
I think there's a real excitement now that the season's almost touching distance away. It's been quite a long pre-season and we've blocked it and separated it and broken up pretty well, but even then it's still been pretty long. So we'll be really, really grateful to get round one underway and then get into the sort of the wave of madness that is the Vitality Netball Super League. Pre-season's been really good. You know, I feel like we've been building week on week and just really trying to cement some structures both in attack and in defence to make sure that we're as much as possible just all on the same page. Obviously, to start off with, there was a real fitness aspect and element, and I guess that never really goes away. But now the season's approaching, the more games we play, the more that will sort of take care of itself. Really good performance a couple of weeks ago against Seven Stars. Was really happy to sort of get all of our 12 that travelled out there in set combos and see everybody perform and put their hand up for selection, which was great. Really excited to go up to Thunder tomorrow. It gives us a really great opportunity to benchmark ourselves against the league champions right before the season starts to see where we're at and what work we've got left to do.
And heading into that game, is it a case of finding the team that works best for you, or is it a case of getting everyone some time on the court? What's the strategy going into that?
Yeah, I mean, we're travelling with 10, so it'll be very, very similar to sort of what's going to happen in the Super League this year. You can only take 10 to a match day, which is sort of good in some ways and not so good in others. You know, we have such a competitive environment. We've literally got 15 girls all gunning for bibs, and that's a really hard task when you're me and you have to really get down to one percenters that switches people out and sort of doesn't give them the opportunity to even get some court time, which I think we had last season. And we've been able to take 12, but you know, that's the nature of the beast. But having 10 does allow us to really solidify some combinations. You know, it's not just running people for the sake of it. It's now sort of trying to see what combinations work best, which pairings work best, and also which structures work best against a certain type of team. You know, Thunder are incredibly strong. They haven't really changed that many personnel from their lineup that won the Super League last year. So they've already got some really solid connections that we know we're still building on. So it will just be really good to sort of, as I say, try and solidify some combinations. You know, it's a long way to travel, so we'll still try and expose as many people as we possibly can, but you know, ultimately, we're still going there to contest as hard as we can, so it's not just a free-for-all.
And it's the final pre-season game for you. Just reflecting on pre-season, has it been what you expected? Has it been better? Or, you know, how would you just reflect on the whole thing for you?
Yeah, I hesitate to say it's been easier this year. I don't know whether that's just because it's my second year in the job and sort of I'm a little bit more in my stride and know what to expect and know what to come. Kinda more than I did last year, but on the whole it's been really positive. I think the girls have really responded to what we've tried to do as a coaching group. I think, you know, everybody's got really on board with sort of what we're trying to achieve this season, and they understand that it's within our hands and it's basically up to us. You know, we have the ability and the capability as a team and as individuals to go out there and beat anyone on our day, but we also have the ability to sort of lapse in concentration and have other teams contest us on any given day. So it's really just going to be up to us how we approach every single game day, and just make sure that we're mentally and physically ready and raring to go. But yeah, on the whole, it's been really, really positive.
So that's Mickey. But why don't we hear now from Karen Bailey, who's also travelling to Manchester tomorrow. Karen, what's pre-season been like so far?
I think it's like most typical pre-seasons, isn't it? Parts have been really, really tough, and parts have been really fun. I guess pre-season for us started in September, so the lead up to Fast Five was pretty intense with 6-minute kind of fitness routines, and then we had a bit of a break post Fast Five, and then we got straight back into it. And I guess the last month has really kind of turned to more tactical, strategic work. Really just fine-tuning the combinations and looking at different areas across the court, and now just getting ready for season ahead of us.
And now you've had that few months in the Storm setup, what's that been like? Has anything surprised you about it at all?
I think one of the biggest things when I first came to Storm was just how well, I guess, I just felt everyone gelled. It was a really new team as such. There was quite a lot of different girls that came in and new combinations that were being formed. And one of the biggest things that surprised me was when we entered into Storm, it felt like I'd been there for years. Everyone's opinion was heard. Everyone had an opinion and everyone took everything on board and feedback and really worked well together as a team. And I guess that's probably one of the things that surprised me the most, because sometimes those combinations don't come naturally. And it's been a really nice environment. And, you know, each girl has their own personality. Everyone is very individual. They have their own things going on away from the netball court. But really, when you step into a Storm training, it is purely about the netball and everyone's there trying to make every other player around them a better player.
I'd agree with that, because I saw you at Stars and some of those combos, even though it's pre-season, are working really well. I mean, top of my head, that partnership between you and Sophie has just continued to grow.
Yeah, and, you know, we're quite fortunate that we've come from MABS together. So we have had a year under the belt of working together with each other, but just different combinations. You know, Ellie stepped out on court, which was such an exciting time for her, but also an exciting time for Storm to have her back out on court. And she's just been so seamless in her transition back onto court as well. And then Soph and I obviously playing with Yaz in goal attack in front of Arthur and goal shooter behind Soph. Again, such a wealth of knowledge, and she's so calm and sensible on court, and her movement and her body strength is just absolutely incredible. So it's been really, really nice to just get on court, and it doesn't matter what combinations on court, be able to just gel and play together and work it out on court.
I think a thing I noticed as well was the fact that at that friendly, Leah never stopped.
No, she doesn't, does she? We had the Sky promo the other day and they were like, oh, what's the one word that you would explain, you'd describe, you know, Leah as? And I said fierce, and she is. She's so fierce and tenacious, and she wants to literally get every single ball. And that's something that's so good about her, is her work ethic is so high, and she'll do anything and everything to try and win a ball for her team. And it doesn't matter, you know, she's always on that line encouraging her teammates. And you know, if the attack end do an error, she's the first to get that ball back for us. So I'm just lucky that, you know, she's on my team and I'm not facing against her.
Well, you've returned the favour, because she said some nice things about you in the previous podcast as well, so that's all right.
Yeah, I paid her for that. So, you know, have to pay me back now.
This year as well, I mean, we've got Lexi joining Wasps, obviously Gia and Nat are at Sirens. So do you reckon there's more appeal than ever before for Aussies to join the Super League?
I don't think it's just Australians. I think it's becoming quite a international platform for a lot of players to either come and play, they're not getting court time in their respective countries, or to even showcase the talent that is available. You see so many girls, especially in the last kind of 2 years that I've been here in the UK, come through the program and just be like, you know, you look at a Shamira Sterling or you look at a Peace, and they're over now playing in Australia because they were seen playing in this competition. So I certainly think the appeal to play in this competition is really high, and I think it's only going to get stronger. So, yeah, I'm excited to be part of it.
You mentioned the day promo the other day. Did you enjoy that side of things as well? You got the hands on the trophy at least.
I did. I always loved doing those days, and you know, I think it's a really good opportunity for me to jump on the social media and kind of show a different side of me that a lot of people don't get to see. You know, they tend to see quite serious side of me, especially when they view me on a netball court. So it's kind of the fun side of me outside of netball.
The nice thing is the Dragons game is a matter of weeks away. Is everybody on a good stage?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. I think all our preparation has been for this first game, and I think we're in a really good position, and having another pre-season match this weekend is only going to make us stronger again and only going to cement everything that we've been working on. So I'm looking forward to obviously the first game of season. It always seems like such a long pre-season in the final wait, especially in the final month, but I think we're in a really good place, and you never know really where you stand until you get on court for that first match. And Yeah, I just can't wait to do it.
Remember, the latest from the club is always online at surreystormnetball.co.uk, and you can send Emily and I a tweet at surreystorm10.
Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.